MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB. I can't even talk this morning. Good morning, MTB Cast. This is Rick from Tallahassee. So the first day was hard with the off of the pass coming down Elk Pass. They had the road tore up with logging equipment, so the mud made it kind of hard. The second day, I already talked about that. They need to make that a permanent addition of the Tour Divide, make this race even harder. Man, that was cool. Yesterday, the third day, was an easy day. Put in some miles, made it to the border. So I'm about a half a day behind my prediction of what I needed to do. So I'll pick up the mileage later on. Two quick things that happened yesterday in the wall section. They changed the name of that. It used to be the connector section. Now it's the wall. The wall used to be over there at the start of Elk Pass, but things changed. Anyways, I had my first fall yesterday off of the bike, and that was in a little small creek section before the wall. And I caught it on GoPro. Yes, I went down in the creek. So that made it nice and wet for challenging the wall, but still having fun. And then the second thing, halfway up the wall, I fell off of the wall. And it's on GoPro also. So I went down about 10 feet. Luckily, I had to grab a tree branch. And I was worried about the bike coming in on top of me. But it got caught up on the handlebars on the tree, on the wall itself. So I got back up, and I had a hard time getting the tree branch off of my handlebars. And in the process, lost my odometer. But luckily, I had another odometer on the other side of the handlebars, so redundancy makes for a good plan for this race. So made it up to the top of Galton in the dark, and it's no fun coming down Galton in the dark. So made it into Roosevelt, had a nice dinner and drinks at the bar, and then carried on to Eureka, where I'm at now. Hopefully I can get to Whitefish before the bike shop closes. Need to have a few things done to the bike, but having a great time. So much fun. We'll talk to you again later.